Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we're live here at Lumen Christi High School, Crowley Field, and ready for some more high school football on a Thursday night. But, gosh, we couldn't ask for – I don't think you could ask for better weather for a football tilt in August than what we've got tonight, Brian, and we're so excited to be here.
Great weather, and it feels like a Friday. I'm gonna call it Friday. I don't know
call
if it's Friday.
You don't have school tomorrow, right?
I don't have school tomorrow. The professor's off.
Professor, for you it is Friday, effectively.
Yeah.
So ready for the Labor Day holiday weekend and ready for Hall of Fame night here at Lumen Christi. And I guess it's been on hiatus a little bit, having a Hall of Fame class here for athletics for Lumen Christi. But they've got 10 people that they're honoring tonight, including WKHM's own Greg O'Connor. And we're still optimistic that we might even have Greg on here for the pregame. If not, we'll hear from him at halftime. But Greg O'Connor, along with Kari Willis, Holly Hunting, Jeff Ziegler, Teddy Pipko, Derek Tracy, Jimmy Devine, Daniel Clark, Bill Lundberg, and Mike Wartella, the class of 2023 for the Lumen Christi Athletics Hall of Fame. So that's going to be something that they'll be doing at the halftime tonight, having a little reception now. And I'm starting to see a few people arrive, and they have a little Hall of Fame tent in the end zone down there. So all in all, just looking for a great night of football. I expect the stands to be pretty full tonight. Decatur, the opponent here for the Titans, and yeah, we're just about ready to go. About 8 minutes or so from the end of the running clock, we'll get the pregame festivities here with the marching band and ready for a good game. What do you think about Decatur? Brian, I know you did a little research before the broadcast.
Well, I was kind of looking forward to seeing this thunder and lightning backfield. It was going to be Cameron Cropsey and Danny Camarillo. Danny Camarillo being the Thunder. Unfortunately, Cameron, and I hate to report this anytime just because I hate seeing kids get hurt, second snap of the game last week. Think they have a torn ACL. They're still not positive, but he's definitely not suiting up. So Decatur's just bringing thunder today, no lightning.
So, yeah, when you know they're not at 100%, a team that was probably already an underdog coming into this one, you take a little bit more of that underdog, and it's up to the coaching staff to kind of get them to play their best and next man up kind of attitude. But it's going to be tough against this Lumen Christi team that we saw last week kind of take the Cardinals apart 41-0. They had their way with them, and, you know, they did virtually, I think, everything that they want to do coming into that game on their game plan. The Titans executed it about as perfect as they could.
Yeah, talking to one of the Decatur assistants, he even said, yeah, on film we're kind of looking for weaknesses and not sure that we saw any. And that's kind of what you and I said last week. I mean, they have speed, they have size, they have Timmy Crowley is the new quarterback that can throw the ball. So
yeah,
it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Crowley went, I think, 6-for-6 for a couple TDs. Cadell Williams was explosive out of the backfield, and they had two or three more guys that could tote the rock as well. Size inside Smith and Pastoriza that are going to hold that line down all year. But that's, you know, that's all the way across. They're pretty pleased with everybody they have on that defensive offensive line for the Titans. So this is just a team that we're looking to see the first flaw, and I don't know if today is the day. I think they're going to come out and give a good game on a Hall of Fame night.
They might be who we think they are.
They might be indeed.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll be back with more from Lumen Christi High School, the Titans taking on Decatur. It's live high school football on WKHM, brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Back in 3 minutes.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day. Allergy season. The dust, the dander, it can make you sick. Ducks of Mid-Michigan can remove the harmful pollutants that are causing your runny nose, your itchy and watery eyes, even your chronic coughing. Have the duck cleaning specialist clean the vents in your home and prevent any more of the mold, pollen, and debris from building up. Get your ducks clean today with Ducks of Mid-Michigan, 412 West Prospect Street, or call 517-580-6130.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Kickoff just moments away. Lumen Christi hosting Decatur tonight. Titans come in 1-0 on the season. A 41-0 win at Michigan Center last week. Stars in that game, Cadell Williams, Timmy Crowley, I think, stood out, although it could have been a number of different people. And then Decatur comes in also 1-0, a little different finish there, beat Galesburg Augusta 14-6. And even looking back to last season where they were 6-4, Brian, losses at Lawton 48-12. They lost against Centerville 54-6. Lake Odessa Lakewood 35-8. And then Reading in the pre-district, they lost 33-7. So not a ton of scoring punch out of this Decatur team. I'm guessing they'd like to, you know, kind of possess the football and shorten the game, which is exactly what Lumen Christi would like to do. So I don't see a lot of advantage there for Decatur. Just go out. They got to go out and play their best game, and I think let the chips fall where they do, because there's not a lot you can do against this Lumen team.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, Steve, that come into a Lumen game that say, you know what, we want to possess the ball, we want to shorten the game, but that, like you said, that's what Lumen does, and it's hard to out-Lumen Lumen.
Yeah, you can't be better at being Lumen than Lumen is, and I think we're going to see that kind of a performance tonight from the Titans. Exactly what you want to see for Coach Brogan. They got a tough schedule coming up. Their next three, Richland, Gull Lake, U of D Jesuit, and then Dearborn Divine Child. So no easy ones in the next few weeks for the Titans, where they'll be looking to stay unbeaten on a tough schedule in their new league this year. So we will get you closer and closer to kickoff here. Let's take another three-minute commercial break on the pregame. When we come back, kickoff time here from Lumen Christi High School. The Titans hosting the Raiders from Decatur on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Our sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. I'd also like to say thank you to Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Jackson Public Schools. Although we're here at Lumen Christi High School, the anthem's been played. Now it's just about getting the game underway. Brian, we're ready to go here. The K105.3 game of the week this week, Napoleon at Columbia Central. That might be a good tilt over there, a little rivalry game, and this time it counts for conference standings.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because here kickoff's about to start, but I still can't get over, like, GOC, J-Rod's here, you're here. It's like, if I could just get GOC up here and watch you three talk, it'd be like Plato and Socrates and Aristotle going.
I was waiting for Plato, Socrates, and Barney Fife. That's how I feel amongst these two all-timers. But we're ready to go here, Lumen Christi, to kick off, and that is Salazar out there with the putting the ball on the tee, and he's going to pace off his distance back to return for Decatur. Number 34, Brody Mead. Sophomore.
And Steve, until it changes, I prefer you refer to him as Andrew Salazar, my favorite area kicker. Now, you have to keep that title, but right now he has it.
He has it. And it's a... Dang, that one was like a... Oh! It was like a little stinger. Stayed low and then rose at the end, but just a little out of bounds by about 3 feet there just before it got to the pylon, so... The penalty flag comes out in good field position to start here for the Raiders.
I'm going to take the blame for that because I feel like any time I talk really good about Andrews, it's the one time things go a little awry.
Yeah, I think it was your fault he missed an extra point last week.
Yeah,
and now...
it was. The Salazar family is listening, cursing at me. I feel free. I've earned that.
Put it on the 35, nose of the football down, and we're ready to go here with Decatur on the field. Couple backs in the backfield there with quarterback Terry Rose, and movement on the line to start the play, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty against the Raiders.
Now, that time, Steve, it looked like a receiver kind of tried to get an early jump, but last week we saw the Michigan Center Cardinal line with a couple false starts and a couple holds. And again, when you know what you're going against, that's just kind of likely to happen. So the receiver can't be the one to make those errors. That's going to be reserved for the lineman a couple of times tonight.
We know this Lumen Christie defense was tough against Michigan Center. Really only one drive that even threatened a little bit for the Cardinals last week. Decatur now starts on a 1st and 15 after the penalty. They do switch it up in the formation just a little bit. Only one back standing next to the QB, shotgun. And ready to take the snap, and he does. Looking to throw now, a little wheel route for the running back. He catches, does get up to that original line of scrimmage at the 30, so 5-yard gain on 1st and 15, make it 2nd and 10 for the Raiders from just beyond their own 30-yard line. First possession of the game just underway with 11:39 to play. Scoreless to start first quarter.
I think that's junior Drew Sweeney will give credit to the tackle for Lumen. It's a beautiful thing. We can give credit to whoever we want to give credit to. But I do believe that to be Drew Sweeney.
And so taking the snap again, Rose. And this time it's a handoff. Coming back across the front, running back sprint to the left side. He's going to get about a yard and a half out to the 32. So it'll be third down and quite a bit of distance here. And I did say back to that little original line of scrimmage before, but really the Titans have not bottled up anything as expected. But I think what Decatur has done is some quick hitter plays. They're not doing anything that's taken a long time to develop, and I think that'll mitigate if not, you know, if they're not going to explode and make big plays, it'll at least keep them from getting those big backed up plays. So third down, about 12 here for Decatur. They go wide with three wide receivers, two to the right. Rose looking to throw. Pumps a couple times and held it too long, and the Titans get to him. They got about three Titans in on the sack back at about the 25-yard line. And I'm going to say, I got Isaac Rayburn getting to him.
Yeah,
as part of that group.
Rayburn, London Hampton was in there. Like you said, there's three of them. It's funny here, you just mentioned quick hitters. That time the quarterback tried to dance a little bit, and we know that's not a good recipe against the Lumen front line.
Pumped that throw about three times and really should have just maybe gone with his first instinct. But that's going to back him up to the 25, and that'll be fourth down and about 19 and a half. And we'll get a punt here from Decatur back to return for the Titans, Gabe King. And the kick's away from the 15. Not too deep. Bounces at the 50. Rolls out to the 41 in Lumen territory. Picked up by Gabe King. Moving to the left side. And he's going to get stopped at the 47. First and 10 for the Titans. Just their side of the 50-yard line. 9:32 to play in the first quarter. Scoreless out of the gate here.
That tackle made by sophomore Brody Mead. And I don't know that Brody knows what an accomplishment is, that because when you make an open field tackle on Gabe King, you've just done something.
Crowley coming in from the sideline with the play for the Titans on Hall of Fame night here.
Crowley down in number 7, too. That just looks like a quarterback, doesn't it?
Yeah, under center. Pitches out to Cadell Williams on first down to the right side. Hit and brought down right at the 50. And that looks like Danny Camarillo making that tackle.
Yeah, I think Camarillo is expected to do a lot tonight. Playing middle linebacker and going to tote the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, knowing that his running back partner is down.
Yeah, we mentioned Cameron Cropsey. He's an all-state shortstop as a sophomore last year on the baseball team, and you know you're an athlete if you're a sophomore all-state shortstop.
Crowley under center again, second down and about 7 for the Titans. Little jet sweep coming across for Gabe King, trying to beat to the corner, gets there, turns it upfield at the 50, 45, and at the 42, no, they're going to put him at the 43. He reached out there at the end, but the knee was down. So 43-yard line is going to move the chains, and a 1st and 10 for the Titans. Just split out Gabe King coming across the formation. quick handoff, and he got to the edge, turned it upfield, and a first down for Lumen Christie.
Yep, we can give that tackle to Aiden Wiggins, or we can give it to the turf. So it looked like the turf monster kind of grabbed Gabe King's foot a little bit, just made him stumble just enough.
Helped him out. 8:15 to play, clock running scoreless, but Lumen with a first and 10, fresh set of downs. Two to the right for Crowley under center. Cadell Williams is the running back. Oh, quick bubble screen over to Gabe King. One-on-one, gets past his man to the 30, to the 20. One guy to beat, gets him down at the 9-yard line. Well executed on that quick out pass for Crowley. Just steps back, throws it out to Gabe King, who took off, just had one guy to beat, that one-on-one defender, and he slipped right past him as we'd expect him to do. One guy makes the tackle down at they put it down to the 6-yard line. And so first and goal for the Titans after that big play. Couple plays in a row for Gabe King.
And Steve, I don't know if that was Crowley audible into that or what, because the linebackers were really creeping in. They had an 8 in the box, and he made a good decision right there. Maybe that was the play call anyway, but.
Eye formation here with the deep back, Cadell Williams. Tiptoed a little bit as he got to the line, turned on the burners. He's only able to get a couple. They'll stop him short of the goal line, but make it second down and goal from the 3. Closer than I thought. Put him on the 2. Good spot for the officials in the Titans. And second and goal from the 2-yard line here for Lumen Christie.
Between Cadell Williams' legs and the Lumen offensive line's power, do you ever even have to go away from that? Let's just 4 times do this and we'll get in.
They do go to the fullback this time, and he plows in. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. So they come walk it down the field, take it into the end zone. And six on the scoreboard for the Titans. And that's Isaac Rayburg in for the score. With 6:56 to play in the first quarter, Titans draw first blood.
You know, we talk about Decatur having a thunder and lightning. Isaac Rayburg is definitely provides the thunder for the Lumen offense as well. Kind of not mentioned enough, probably, really. He's a very valuable member of this team.
Salazar will look to add the extra point. Snap is there. We're going to get a flag and offsides against Decatur.
The snapper, there is a penalty. Offsides against Decatur.
We'll see if Lumen now decides to go for 2 with that extra yard and a half, or are they just going to leave Salazar out there? Looks like so.
Yeah, no substitutions here at all for the Titans.
Penalties half the distance. Retry the attempt.
There's the snap. Hold is down, and looked like we got another jump from Decatur. Guy lined up on the edge looking to dive in and maybe get a block. And waiting for a signal from the official.
And it's funny, Steve, you don't see this very often, but it actually looked kind of like a hard count.
Yeah.
You don't see the hard count on the extra point, but they are going to bring their offense back now.
Yeah, now after the second penalty, the Titan offense will come back on the field. Cadell Williams and Isaac Rayburg, Crowley coming in with the play. They'll break the huddle and go up for the two-point try with all they need is about. Crowley can almost hold it up and lean over the goal line. They give it to Cadell Williams, and he splits the defense and into the end zone for a two-point conversion. So 8-0 Titans with 6:56 to play first quarter. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Kickoff coming when we return on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with a top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your interest. indoor storage needs.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Kickoff on a line, caught at the 20-yard line by Aiden Wiggins, carries it out to about the 33. First and 10 there for the Decatur Raiders.
That's fun to say.
It is. 8-0 lead for the Titans with 6:51 left on the first quarter clock. Titans came out and walked it down the field. 53-yard drive to pay dirt for Lumen Christie and a two-point conversion after a couple penalties on the point after attempt.
Wiggins did a good job of catching that. That was a bullet. And yeah, that could have easily bounced off his hands and gone who knows where.
Three wide receivers for Decatur. Faking a quick out. Now a little something up the seam and off the hands of the intended receiver on the play, Brody Meade. And kind of lucky that didn't pop up and get intercepted by Cadell Williams over there in the defense. But just faked out that kind of quick pass that we just saw the Titans do to Gabe King. And he snuck up the slot a little bit. And if he makes that catch, he's got a chance at the first down.
That was a good throw by the first-year QB, Terry Rose. Manned the JV squad last year.
So we get that two-back set out of the shotgun here for Decatur now. With Terry Rose, and he hands off on second down and 10. Gets past that first line of defense. Lovely tackle in the open field there by Cadell Williams to stop what could have been a huge gain for Decatur. So a nice tackle, Cadell Williams, to stop it for an 8-yard gain. Third down and 2. Chance at that first down for Decatur.
Yeah, and these are the big plays. Well, I just always assume when, Decatur comes in here definitely an underdog, and you always assume, like, at this point you're just in four down. When you get it to third and 3 or less, you just got to assume you're going to go for it.
And there's a handoff, Camarillo. And he's going to get to the 40 on second effort, but then get pushed back. So he's going to lose at least a yard, it appears, on the third down and 2 carry. And that just looked like a little low on the snap, and that made the handoff be a little inaccurate. So Camarillo was trying to gather himself to make that bash into the line. But, of course, the Titans' defensive line has given no ground in there. And so there was no space. Yeah, fourth down and about 3.
Sorry, Steve. With that loss of yard, looks like they're going to leave their offense out here. And in high school football, you know, we talk about all time punters don't generally just flip the field very often. So I think when you're pulling an upset or trying to, this is the right move.
Yeah. And it looks like maybe a little hard count there by Decatur. A flag comes out, so it looks like we maybe had some movement on the line, and that's indeed what the call is. So legal procedure against Decatur, and that's going to mean we have a fourth down and 8 here for the Raiders.
Now you're wondering if you bring the punt unit, although it looks like Rose is talking some things over with the coach. I think they're going to go for it.
Talking over the play on the sideline. And you can see there a little, in what would seem to be a sure passing down, the Titans pull Aiden Pastoriza up the line and put London Hampton down there. A little more speed from the edge.
Yeah.
And they're coming with a blitz, it looks like. Now they back it off as it's kind of a QB sweep call, and the Titans all over it. And so maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more. And that's going to be a turnover on downs for Decatur in the Titan football. And that'll be at the 35-yard line in Decatur territory.
And Decatur just not mustering up much on offense so far. Although early, 4:37 to go, still in the first.
8-0 lead for the Titans here in the first quarter. Our first half of action always brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can. Our presenting sponsor for all of high school football during the regular season. 24-7, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, online at MinutemanSewer.com. Crowley under center. Couple of fakes. Rolling out the pass to his left. Throws a little high over Rayberg's outstretched hand. and incomplete. Not a lot of pressure for Crowley, but throwing on the run always tough. A couple fakes there, a little slow developer. Looked like Decatur had pretty good coverage out there, too.
Yeah, Crowley looked like he kind of stumbled a little bit early and kind of just threw off his timing from the get-go.
So I believe that's his first incomplete pass of the season, so hard to be upset about. With an 8-0 lead, 4.5 to play first quarter here at Crowley Field. It's Cadell Williams in the backfield in the I formation. They give to him on the left side. Dive. A couple juke moves. Cuts it up the field at the 25. Still dodging people. Stays on his feet. Almost got to the outside. Gets all the way down to the 20-yard line. 15 yards on the play. And just a nice run by Cadell Williams, showing the speed and a little bit of the power. And then nearly stayed on his feet long enough to turn that into a touchdown.
Out in the open field, that kind of looked like what I would imagine looked like if you and I were trying to tackle Cadell Williams. Just kind of playing with him.
But we get a holding call against the Titans. And so instead of a first and 10 from the 20-yard line, we'll move it backwards to the 39. And it'll be second down about 14.
It's funny. I'm not even sad. I kind of want to see Crowley just throw it a little bit more, too, just to watch. Clock, hear all these things. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Clock running down to 4:11 in the first quarter. 8-0 Titans. Crowley is going to take an inside, kind of a Statue of Liberty almost, handoff to Rayburn. And a defender just happened to be right next to him. So a stop for a loss. Ryland Mead making the tackle. And what if he gets past that one guy, there's not a Raider in sight. But big-time tackle there. And that'll make it third down. And let's call it 18 from the Raider 43.
You know, that was Ryland Mead with the tackle, but I'm going to give that assist to the coaching staff because that we've seen Lumen run that play a lot, and it works all the time, and Decatur looked ready for that.
So the Titans come up to the line. Shotgun formation here for Timmy Crowley. Three wide receivers in the set and two running backs. And he's going to be back to throw. You asked for it, Brian. He's got one-on-one on the side. Cadell Williams got a step. Caught it. No, dropped. In his breadbasket, and he dropped it there at the 5. Well thrown by Crowley. Could have been maybe a yard further downfield, but Cadell Williams had it and just dropped it. Good defense. Two defenders there that maybe got a hand in there just to disrupt enough to make it incomplete. But Titans will come back to the line here, fourth down.
Yeah, that's going to cost Cadell Williams a hamburger or something at Taco Bell later or something because that was a very nice pass. Crowley standing on about the 50 where he let that go, and what that get down to about the 8 where it hit Williams right in the hand. He had beaten his guys. Should have walked in on that one.
So we will get a punt here. Salazar back on the 42-yard line in Titan territory to put the boots to it. Steps into it, kicks it up nice and high. Where's that going to drop? Caught at the 10, 11, and hit immediately. And a nice punt by Salazar to get it right down there where the Titans can make the tackle as soon as the return man caught the football. And Camarillo back there, I think, fielding that kick.
Yeah, we'll give that tackle to Mason Herney.
So 3:05 to play first quarter, still 8-0 Lumen Christi, Decatur Raider football. And they generous spot out to the 13-yard line. And the Decatur offense has struggled to move the football so far. And now this is their worst starting field position for a drive yet. Two in the backfield, one wing for Rose as he steps back to throw. A little play fake. Looking downfield, chase out of the pocket. Throws it up, off the hands, intercepted. Running with the football. Down to the 10, inside the 5, to the end zone. He's not going to get in. Down at the 1. We'll see there's a flag out where I would expect, Brian, a holding call. So in all likelihood, this is a Titan football on the 1-yard line.
And that's Josh DeMott with the pick. And I think, like you said, I think that's going to stand.
I think getting clarification here.
Some of the Titan
the
players
field.
pointing like it's their ball.
That was holding against Decatur. That'll be declined. And so with 2:51 to play in the first quarter, 8-0 Titans, and now the football, first and goal from, looks like they're not quite going to get him down to the one. Although, yeah, that is, I think that was optimism by the Raiders standing a little further back. But first and goal from about the 1 yard line as Dumont made the catch on the deflection and then ran it all the way down to the 1 yard line. Crowley snaps it, gives it to Cadell Williams, and he waltzes in to the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen.
That did not take long for Cadell Williams to get a little redemption.
2:48 to play first quarter, 14-0 Titans, extra point pending.
You know, Decatur, Steve, also not with a lot of depth. I think quite a few JV call-ups here today just to kind of round out the roster.
Salazar in to try the kick. Snaps back, holds good, kicks up. No flags. Extra point is good. Titans lead 15-0 with 2:48 to play first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Salazar's kickoff bounces at about the 8-yard line, rolls through the end zone, so it's a touchback for Decatur, first and 10 from the 20-yard line, trailing 15-0 with 2:48 to play in our opening quarter of action here on WKHM. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on Hall of Fame night here at Lumen Christi. The student section filled out in red, white, and blue over their stars and stripes for the Titans fans tonight. The theme, always a student section theme.
Kind of like it, Labor Day weekend.
Under center here for Rose now on the Decatur possession, two in the backfield, and it gives right to the fullback, and he's stuffed as he takes the handoff. Aiden Pastoriza waiting for him. That's a big, daunting figure to have standing there when you take the handoff. So it was Camarillo on the run, stopped for a 2-yard loss.
That looks like a play, like if you're the Decatur coaching staff and he was late for practice, you're going to say, hey, by the way, your first carry is going to be right at Pastoriza. Good luck with that.
Second down and 12 from the 18-yard line here for Decatur, trailing 15-0 with 2:13 taken away here in the first quarter of action. As the sun starts to dip down below the tree line behind us, the field looks to be in great shape. Big crowd tonight. Play action pass out to the left. And hit the receiver again in the hands. Ryland Mead, the intended receiver on the play out of the backfield. But dropped. Incomplete. Third down and 12.
And when his brother Brody Mead missed one earlier, I really could maybe blame the sun for that. This time the sun's dipped down enough where I think that can't be the excuse.
Nope, in the shadow there. It was a little awkward as he was kind of running away, trying to catch it over his shoulder. No excuses making, I'm just saying. It wasn't as though it was there in his bread basket with nothing to do but catch it. He was on the run, and nice throw, just dropped. Four wideouts now for Rose out of the backfield here, out of the shotgun, looking to pass, into pressure, throws it away, and right coming in his way was Isaac Rayburg, so he had to just get it out of there. Incomplete, but that'll bring up 4th and 12 and a punt for Decatur.
That pass was right to Coach Herb Brogan, and I kind of wanted to see if he had a hand still or not, and he just let it go. So at this point, we don't know.
Back to punt, standing on the 6-yard line for Decatur. Gets it up in the air. It's a high punt. It's not going to be very long. King will get it at the 41 in Decatur territory. Turns it upfield and will get brought down at the 27-yard line. And so on the punt there, Brody Mead, and on the tackle, Ryland Mead. It's the Mead family representing tonight for Decatur.
Another Lincoln Mead, freshman also on the roster. Three Meads are better than one.
But it's 1st and 10 for the Titans from the Decatur 26-yard line.
I think King might have sprung that one. He ran into Drew Sweeney blocking for him. That wasn't Drew Sweeney's fault. Just I think he got tripped up by his own man.
Two receivers, two backs for Crowley, and the handoff is to Xavier. The X breaks a tackle at the 15. Takes it upfield and into the end zone. We get a flag coming in, though, so it might be coming back. And I'm guessing that was a hold or maybe a legal shift. Communication there from the officials, so we'll wait for the signal, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of energy on the field for this one to count. Nice broken tackle there, though, by Xavier Gallant. X, if you will.
Yeah.
And he
lost a shoe
he
as lost, well.
So he ran into the, did he run to the end zone with no shoe?
He did.
Holding against the Titans.
So it is holding against Lumen Christie, and that's going to come back, cost them some yardage.
It's going to be one of the better one-shoe runs we see this year, too. Unfortunately, it won't count. But he lost that early in the play, and he made a good move, kind of broke a tackle.
So they spot it back at the 31. So they do it. Yeah, the call right at the line of scrimmage there. First down and 20 yards to go. I think the Titans are capable of getting 20 yards. Single back here is Cadell Williams. Three receivers and one wing is Pastor Issa running across. And a little bubble screen to Gabe King. Gets past the first defender. And now past the original line of scrimmage. Down to the 24-yard line. We'll see what the spot is, but that'll make it second down at about 8. So, yeah, you have Alex Pastoriza kind of in motion across the formation and bounces right out to block that first guy. And that sprung Gabe King for a nice gain. And they do put it on the 24-yard line, second down and 8 for Lumen Christie.
Steve, that's the second time here in the last couple drives in which Decatur really were bringing everybody up to the line, really selling out to stop the run. And, again, whether that's Crowley calling it on his own or just good play calling from the sideline, the right play call at the right time.
Crowley in the shotgun. Gallant's in the backfield with him, rolling out to his left. Crowley throws, caught on the run, and turned up field inside the 15 to the 14 before he's bounced out of bounds. Colin Wilson makes that catch. First down, Lumen Christie.
Yeah, Colin Wilson, I think, is a player that, you know, if he played someplace else in the area, we'd be calling his name a lot because he's a talented football player as well, just doesn't get his number called too much.
It's 1st and 10 for the Titans from the Decatur 14-yard line. They lead 15 to nothing. We have 38 seconds to play first quarter. Crowley under center, I formation with Cadell Williams, the deep back. Cuts it, fakes it outside, cuts it up the middle. Shoulder pad down and powers it into the end zone. Cadell Williams with a pretty 14-yard run. And Lumen Christie leads this one 21 to nothing.
Cadell Williams, we think, is more of kind of a fast scat back kind of running back, but he lowered the shoulder and lowered the boom.
Yeah, you might see that be referred to as finishing the run.
Yes, it is.
When he knew he was going to have contact, he just lowered the shoulder, finished the run, and it ended up in the end zone. Just a nice job by Cadell Williams. Kick coming here for Salazar for the extra point from the 10. Hold is down, kick is up, and it looks good from, off the upright and still got in. He bonged that one, but it counts. 22 to nothing, Titans lead, 32 seconds to play first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff here at WKHM online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, 32 seconds to play in the first quarter, 22-0 Titans. Salazar will kick it off to the Decatur Raiders. Scoreless so far, Decatur. Kick is up. It's a high end over end. That's going to carry all the way down to the 2-yard line. It's caught there. Meade brings it up the field, 15, hit at the 17, falls forward to the 21. And that is Brock Meade on the return, or excuse me, Brody Meade on the return.
I'm going to give the original hit by Logan Decker, even though there was a swarm of Titans. I know that's very fitting to say a swarm of Titans. We usually have something more appropriate. And I usually leave that to you.
Multiple Titans. 21-yard line, first and 10 for Decatur. Final 25 seconds of the first quarter, trailing 22-0. And there's a handoff, hit right away, and down to just the 21, right back to the line of scrimmage at best for Camarillo. And that'll bring up second down and 10. And that should run out our clock on the first quarter. 9 seconds. I don't think they're going to hustle up to the line to run a play. So we'll take a 60-second commercial break. One quarter in the books. Titans lead at 22-0 here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here, and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement, or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
12 minutes on the clock, second quarter ready to go here on WKHM. Titans lead 22-0, and they've got Decatur pushed back, second down and 10 from just the 21-yard line. Decatur deep in their own territory, looking to get something going offensively. Just a couple plays back-to-back for some positive yardage. Rose is under center. And did he get the football away? He did. He's hit almost as soon as he snapped it. Titans say it's on the turf, and they do recover the fumble. And unbelievable. So he snapped that football. And immediately through the line is Charlie Saunders hitting him. And again, that's just that defensive line. That front for the Titans is just so big and athletic that they're, like you said, Brian, you almost need a head start if you're the offensive line to just get set a little bit. They almost have to just not call some false start penalties if you hope to block anybody. So a turnover here for Decatur, and the Titans get it at the 20-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, and they just come at you from multiple ways, too. I mean, we always talk about Pastoriza and Luke Smith, but
a couple of play fakes for Crowley rolling out to throw into the flat. Rayburg all by himself caught it. He's at the 10, Turns it back inside down to the 5-yard line. Nice throw and catch by the Titans. Rayburg down to the 5, first and goal for Lumen Christi. And he had about three guys to choose from. Rayburg was just the most open. And a nice, well-executed play by the Titans.
It's nice when you have a fullback that has good hands like Rayburg, too. Now, Crowley did put it right on his numbers, right? Led him perfectly.
And I think he realized how much space he had so he could really concentrate on making the catch before he had to turn and try to avoid a tackler. So just a, yeah, just an easy pitch and catch there. Titans first and goal from the 5. 11:20 to play, second quarter. And there's the fake. Rayburg jumps through the line. Nice little misdirection, fullback trap. Rayburg jumps over the line and into the end zone. Touchdown, Lewin. 5 yards for the score there, Isaac Rayburg. With 11:14 to play first half, and the Titans lead it now 28-0.
Boy, you've played just slightly more than a quarter. You've traveled all the way from about Kalamazoo.
Yeah, west of Kalamazoo, a little bit south of 94 to Decatur.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, 110 Cedar Street, Decatur.
Neighbors with Pawpaw over there.
Yeah. And you can fact check that if anyone's listening wants to.
There's the snap. Hold is there. Doesn't need the upright to get it through. Salazar with the extra point, and it's 29-0 Lumen Christi. 30-second commercial break. We got another kickoff coming up here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes with 11:14 to play in the first half. Titans dominating again, 29-0 the lead here with the Decatur Raiders coming out to receive another kickoff in the first half from Salazar. I wonder if his leg's getting tired between the extra points and the kickoffs. It hasn't shown. The kickoff's still going high and deep here for Salazar.
You know you're in good shape when your biggest concern is the kicker's leg being
that one
tired.
High and down to about the 2, fielded there by Decatur. Head of steam through the line. On his feet still, and Salazar making the tackle. There's a nice return for Decatur. Good blocking. And Mead will carry that down to the 40-yard line. Best starting field position for Decatur. And the most energy out of their side of the field right there on special teams. Of course, the capacity crowd visiting from Decatur going wild on the play.
it's a bit sparse over there.
It is. It's actually hour 15, hour 20-minute drive.
15 minutes ago, there was 200 people over there. And a lot of them already left.
First and 10, Decatur on the 40-yard line. If you're listening to us in Decatur, thanks for tuning in at WKHM.com. Rose under center, player in motion, and they kind of an inside handoff. A lot of fakes happening before the play, but it goes nowhere. And it looks like the runner on the play is going to be Brody Mead.
Yeah, inside handoff, meaning inside Aiden Pastoriza's arms.
Was it Aiden or was that Smith over there on that side, his side of the line?
I think that was Pastoriza. I had 73 with that one.
He earned a break. They let him come to the sidelines for this play. Second down and 10. In for the Titans, Logan Decker. Playing on that right defensive end. Rose takes the snap, gives to Mead. Simple run play. Gets about 2 on the play. And really that was mostly 2 yards after contact. Third down and 8 for Decatur.
Cassius Griffin with the tackle.
Sure.
Looked like 23.
He looks like he's getting around to high fives for making that stop.
Yeah. Junior, linebacker.
Yeah, the linebacking core has played real well for the Lumen Christi so far on the season. A couple of shutouts through 5.5 quarters or 5.3 quarters. 9:47 to play in our second quarter of action tonight. 29-0 Titans. Third down and about eight here for Decatur. The Raiders come out and timeout on the field for Decatur. 29-0 Titans. Third and eight when we come back. 60-second commercial break here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Exceptional modern American cuisine. What you can expect from Veritas in downtown Jackson. Start by ordering a drink from the bar, like unique or traditional cocktails. Also featuring a variety of beer on tap and boutique wines. Choose from freshly caught regional seafood, the finest dry-aged steak, or sushi. Accompany your meal with fresh bread baked in-house. And dessert. You can also stop in to try their weekly specials that feature chili-rubbed flank steak, bronze Alaskan king salmon, and pan-roasted Alaskan halibut. Now with a rewards program. Every $1 spent equals 1 point. Get 50 points and take $5 off your total bill. Make your next night out a Veritas night. Patio now open.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Third down and eight, Decatur rolls with a fake end around. Got a little bit of room, and that's going to get past the 45 to the 46. And that was well executed. Ryland Mead with the carry and stopped just on the 46-yard line, maybe a little shy of it. And that'll make it fourth and about five here for Decatur near midfield. And looks like they're going to leave the offense out there for the fourth down play with 9:14 to play in the first half. And you're trailing 29-0. What do you have to lose?
Yeah, kind of like the trickery there. But unfortunately for Decatur, it didn't really trick Alex Pastoriza, who made the tackle.
I don't know if it fooled him, but it did set him up so they could get a couple yards. Ryland Mead in motion. Now he's out in the flat. He was the receiver on the play. Incomplete. And he had it in his hand briefly where the Titans wanted it as a fumble, but really was incomplete. He never had possession.
And he was going down, too. I don't think he was going to get a first down regardless, I think.
Right.
He was going to be short.
So it's Titan football. And what's the call here? Are they saying that he caught it and it went out of bounds?
Or saying he caught it and was just short of the, he hit the ground maybe? I don't know.
Well, because he never had the football, yeah, but they're putting it on the 49-yard line. The line of scrimmage, right? Am I crazy?
You're right. I guess that's just 2 yards extra for Lumen.
Titan ball at the 49. And the give is to Gallant. He gets past the 45 down to the 43-yard line. And so on first down, about 7 yards for Xavier Gallant.
Kept his shoes on, too, through the run. That's another victory for the X-Man.
We'll say 6 yards. We'll call it second down and 4 yards here from the 44.
Steve, I'm with you. I thought he got about 7 on that. And then clock, they have second and 5.
So with 8:14 to play and the clock running here, 29-0 Titans. And Titans head to the line of scrimmage. Crowley still in at center, or at quarterback rather, under center. And it's Gallant back to run the ball. Play fake. Pass up the seam and wide open on the button there on the throw by Crowley. Right up the seam is the tight end on the play, and it's Charlie Saunders with a catch in the big game and down to the 15-yard line.
Another good throw by Crowley with heat in his eyes.
Yeah, about 24 yards. On the pass to Saunders, little play fake, and he had pressure coming and stepped up into the throw, connected with Saunders, and first and 10 for the Titans from the 15-yard line.
There was two Decatur Raiders in his face, and really I just wanted to say Decatur Raiders.
Crowley hands off to Gallant this time, and Decatur makes the tackle, and that'll be stopped for no gain at the 15. And I think got Tanner Sugars on the tackle.
It was a sweet tackle.
My Sugars. 7:03 to play in the half. Still 29-0 Titans, second down and 10. They're on the Decatur 15-yard line, threatening to score again.
I'm always a little disappointed when I don't see you smile a little more if I say something. Kind of look for your approval.
I loved it.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I was in thought of my own. What a great name, Tanner Sugars. Nice. They faked the jet sweep there. Cadell Williams bounces up about three tackles and takes it into the end zone. So 15 yards to pay dirt there for Cadell Williams. And I think what we've seen today that I don't know that we saw as much against Michigan Center, but Cadell Williams, you don't expect him to be a guy with a ton of yards after contact because he doesn't look like that bruising runner. He seems more of a speedy back, but he's shown today that his bounce-off ability is at a high level, and when he needs to lower the shoulder, he can lower the shoulder, and that play, he just bounced away from the defenders. Slippery, nice runner. Cadell Williams is going to have a nice year with 6:33 to play. It's 35-0 Titans and make it 36 if this extra point goes through. No good. So 35-0. Lumen Christi leads 6.5 to play still here in the first half of action for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We'll take a 30-second commercial break, and we got a kickoff coming up on WKHM.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the second quarter here, 35-0 Titans, 6:33 to play till the half. The big Hall of Fame induction here at halftime tonight for the Athletic Hall of Fame, including WKHM's own Greg O'Connor. As Salazar makes the kick, down about the one. Oh, mishandled by the return man is Brody Mead. He picks it up and still makes it out to the 10, 12, maybe the 13 before he's pushed out of bounds. Tough to handle those Salazar kicks coming. He's running to his side. It's flipping end over end, but he eventually made the pickup and got it out to, they put it all the way out to the 15, so pretty good spot.
Hey, Steve, if I could go back to something you said right before the commercial about Cadell Williams and get some yards after the run.
After contact.
Yeah. And one thing it is, he's a junior now. That's one more year in the weight room, and we know what the Lumen weight room expectations are. And that's just a kid just getting stronger and, like you said, just a junior.
And I think it was visible when we saw him last week at Michigan Center come out and looked like he'd put on 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. Four wide for Flowers, Rose. He gets it away to Camarillo out of the backfield. He's going to take it out to about the 21 and rip down and might get a face mask call there. And that is the call. So we'll add some length at the end of that run for Camarillo with the tackle and maybe got a hold of the face mask and twisted him down.
And at 6:18 to go in the second quarter, that might be Lumen's first mistake.
Yeah.
Guess we had a missed extra point.
Personal foul, face mask.
Maybe a drop.
I don't know if you wouldn't call that a mistake,
right?
As a
right.
Yeah, not the same as you know. We haven't seen Lumen with any penalties. Yep. They haven't been put a football on the turf or anything.
I was actually.
Oh, we did have a holding penalty or two against Lumen, so
yeah.
I guess that counts as mistakes. But
I was talking to Lumen Christi great Rich Karasik last week about the Michigan Center game, and we both marveled too. Here it's their first game, and how many penalties did we see from Lumen in that game? In the first game, like
right.
Zero,
yeah.
False starts or anything, things that we tend to see early in the season.
Shotgun here for Rose for Decatur, standing on the 30. And missed handoff. It's dropped on the turf, but picked up by Brody Mead. So he's going to get it back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain there. Just a struggle on the handoff. as Brody Mead drops it but picks it up. Sophomore Mead.
I feel like one of the running backs from Decatur kind of moved a little early, and it was almost like the refs just overlooked that. So that's a play.
Clock running now, 5:27 to play first half, 35-0 Titans. 35-yard line here for Decatur, second down and 10. Got some scores coming in. Napoleon, 21-0 lead with 7:06, or excuse me, 21-7 with 4:02 to play in the first half. Columbia Central. Snap goes through Rose's legs, and Rylan Mead dives on it at the 21. So after moving the football forward with a 15-yard penalty, we'll see that taken away on a mishandled snap, and they do give it to him at the 23. Third down and about 23 yards.
And football is one of those 21. Sports. When you're the Decatur coaching staff, I just don't even know. That has to be just a helpless feeling, because I'm not sure what you can even do to kind of offset the difference in size. And
just call the plays that you think you can call, you know, and when you have you got to hope for no mistakes like that, because, yeah, in the end, it's a helpless feeling as a broadcaster in a game like this. It's 35-0. Decatur hasn't shown any signs of being ready to do anything different. And the Titans already starting to go a little bit to their backups, a little bit to the second team, and well in control of this one. We got a timeout on the field. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Spotting some of our sponsors in the audience. I see Ducts of Mid-Michigan represented here, your local HVAC duct cleaning specialist for both for residential and commercial, and you can find them online at ducts.com, D-U-C-T-Z.
I wondered what you were saying. I thought duck inspection.
Duct.
Ducts. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got dust and stuff in your ducts.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the, you know, your air conditioner runs, and that's a problem, but I think it's even more when once that furnace gets going. And while it looks like 90 degrees a couple times this weekend, we're not quite ready for the heat to kick on. It's not too far off. We know that's coming. Also thinking of Minuteman Sewer and Drain, of course. Northwest Community Schools will be at Northwest High School next week for our broadcast. Northwest hosting, I believe it's Battle Creek, Harper Creek? Yeah. We'll see Harper Creek a couple times this year on the schedule. As Decatur hands it off and chased it out of the backfield after the handoff. Rylan Mead able to get it close to the line of scrimmage. He probably lost a yard, so it's going to make it fourth and about 22 for Decatur, and I'd expect that we'll see the punt squad come out. 4 minutes left in the first half, and a 35-0 deficit. Decatur just has struggled.
Yeah, and not just the score, but I just kind of feel sorry for these young men. It's a small group of just players, so the names we're calling, it's both offense, defense. Like, you can't just go grab a rest.
Right.
You're playing. If you're on Decatur, you're out there.
You have a tough possession on offense, and then you got to go right back out there on the defense and get pushed around a little bit, too. The punt is away. Takes a nice Decatur bounce, and the Titans had no one back to return, so they're going to keep it in bounds all the way to the 40-yard line in Titan territory. So a nice punt there for Decatur. And with 3:25 to play in the half, 35-0, they trail. But Lumen's got 60 yards to go here before they could add any other points before we get to the halftime and the marching band in the Hall of Fame. Again, if you're just joining us or we're unfamiliar, 10 former Titan athletes and others are going to be inducted into the Lumen Christi Athletic Hall of Fame, including Greg O'Connor, who actually is a Parkside graduate, but will be in the Lumen Christi Hall of Fame. Of course, both of his kids went to Lumen Christi. The GOC, Kari Willis, Holly Hunting, big cross-country here at Lumen Christi. We'll do the rest of the list here after the handoff. And the run on first down for the Titans. Going to get about two on the play. And the give on that one to Owen Matthews.
Steve, who else do we have on that list?
Jeff Ziegler. Teddy Pipko, Derek Tracy, Jimmy Devine, Daniel Clark, Bill Lundberg, and Mike Wartella. Of course, Wartella, an athlete and a coach at Lumen. and somewhere very high on the list for state achievements in hockey coaching. I think I want to say like fifth in the state in wins, second in games coached or something like that. So just, yeah, a great group of people being honored as this pitch out to Xavier Gallant. He's going to be stopped for a loss on that one. About 5 yard loss. Nice tackle by Decatur.
Yeah, Brody Mead with the stop. Sophomore Brody Mead.
Yeah, the Mead tandem of sophomores, Ryland and Brody, have been vital here for Decatur. Of course, as again Decatur without one of their top runners and Keegan Cropsey with what they believe to be an ACL injury. Just a junior, so hopefully at this point enough time to recover and have a good senior season at Decatur. Third down and 13 for the Titans from their own 37-yard line. They lead 35-0 with under 2 minutes to play in the half. And a handoff there to Hampton. And he's going to get about two on the play, so that'll make a fourth down and 11. And maybe the punt team heading out here for Lumen Christie. Carry there by London Hampton. We saw him have a couple nice carries against Michigan Center a week ago.
Yeah, just a freshman. There again, that tackle, Brody Mead again, and now Brody Mead has to go back and field this punt. He might not mind that hour-plus car ride home.
they got a nice charter bus, so I think he's gonna have a sleep on the ride home, is my guess. Punt coming from Salazar. He lets it go nice and high. Fair caught by Mead at the 32-33. We'll see where they say the knee went down. But with a minute 7 to play in the half, 35-0 deficit for the Raiders. And they'll see if they can't put something on the board here before we go to the halftime. I don't expect anything too tricky out of the Raiders offense at this point. We hope to break something.
Yeah, expect to see a lot of London Hampton, the freshman, this second half. Saw a lot of them at the Michigan Center game after the running clock started as well. So GOC being inducted, that's got to be the first Parkside grad ever inducted to a Lumen Christie Hall of Fame.
Yeah, without looking at the entire Hall of Fame, I think GOC himself made that speculation that he's got to be the only Parkside grad in that list as Decatur hands off on first down for no gain. 54 seconds in the clock running.
You know, when you say GOC, I think about even me being a high school athlete and tuning in Saturday mornings to hear GOC give the scores and some shout-outs. And
oh, yeah.
The great voice of Jackson.
Second down and 10, Decatur. 30 seconds ticking down. And there's another handoff. And this time it's Carmillo, and he's going to get to the 37, second down, third down in about 7 yards for Decatur, and that might be the last play of the half with 12 seconds. They're not lining it up. 35-0, looks like it'll be our halftime score here at Lumen Christie High School. All Titans in the first half of this one. Hall of Fame induction happening at halftime, and we got a little GOC from earlier today on The Daily with Mark Daly on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So we'll hear a little bit of that at halftime. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and look at the first half. Then we'll set you up and send you out to hear from GOC. So back in 3 minutes here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bondrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment,
teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Allergy season, the dust, the dander, it can make you sick. Ducks of Mid-Michigan can remove the harmful pollutants that are causing your runny nose, your itchy and watery eyes, even your chronic coughing. Have the duck cleaning specialist clean the vents in your home and prevent any more of the mold, pollen, and debris from building up. Get your ducks cleaned today with Ducks of Mid-Michigan, 412 West Prospect Street, or call 517-580-6130. Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exceptional modern American cuisine. What you can expect from Veritas in downtown Jackson. Start by ordering a drink from the bar, like unique or traditional cocktails. Also featuring a variety of beer on tap and boutique wines. Choose from freshly caught regional seafood, the finest dry-aged steak, or sushi. Accompany your meal with fresh bread baked in-house. And dessert. You can also stop in to try their weekly specials that feature chili-rubbed flank steak, bronze Alaskan king salmon, and pan-roasted Alaskan halibut. Now with a rewards program. Every $1 spent equals 1 point. Get 50 points and take $5 off your total bill. Make your next night out of Veritas Night. Patio now open.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half here. Lumen Christie leads it 35 to nothing as the Hall of Famers being introduced down on the field. And again, I'll do the names here. Greg O'Connor, Kari Willis, Holly Hunting, Jeff Ziegler, Teddy Pipkow, Derek Tracy, Jimmy Devine, Daniel Clark, Bill Lundberg, Mike Wartella, and gosh, just a really an impressive array of athletes and coaches that Lumen Christie is inducting today. It's an impressive group, and you'd be hard to find a school in the area that's got similar athletic achievement out of a lot of their student athletes and coaches. So kudos to Lumen for recognizing those folks. Meanwhile, athletic achievement from the Lumen Christie Titan football team on the field so far. Nothing to see today to say that our opinion of them last week was wrong, that they're executing the plays very well. I think, you know, in a game like this, there can be a tendency for teams to relax, maybe make a mistake, and we haven't seen that from the Titans. And I think what Herb Brogan does great in a game like this is work in some of those second-string players, and those guys go out there still hungry because they want to show off in the minutes that they get so they can get more minutes later in the year. So I think, I think Lumen Christie is getting everything they want to out of this game, even though it's not been a real test for them.
Yeah, you talk about impressive. Cadell Williams, 3 touchdowns today already, 3 last week, and you talked about them getting in backups. Cadell's really done these 6 touchdowns in probably just one full game, probably 4 quarters, I'm guessing, or less. So that's impressive.
Yeah, and again, Cadell Williams adding to, I mean, it's not like he's a junior this year. Last year on the team, he was a player who was getting minutes regularly and running the football and getting plays called for him, but it just feels like he's improved in every aspect of his running game. He looks faster, stronger, more elusive, and tougher to tackle, and I think that's great in his junior year to come out here, be the primary ball carrier for the Titans with the potential for another year after this to come out and do the same thing with Timmy Crowley as a junior. So, you know, what we like about the offense on this team are the skill players. They get a lot of that back again next year. So this is just that kind of like, I think last year's championship team was a surprise almost, a beautiful surprise, But this is a team that I think the Titans, you know, those programs where they look ahead and they go, when all these kids get together, this is going to be something special. And I think this is one of those years that they have a great chance of a repeat if they go and execute and do the things they're capable of and everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, and as you said, a lot of those skill players being just juniors. Now the senior linemen are going to be missed.
It's going to be tough to recreate that size that they've got on the line, no doubt about it. And we don't want to underappreciate the offensive-defensive line play here from the Titans, because that's really what's carrying them. That's why they're able to dominate. They just do it the way that you would see it drawn up. The defensive line eats up those blocks, and those linebackers are right there to make the plays. And a lot of times it's just the defensive line making the tackle, but the linebackers don't miss a beat, and they're right there in those gaps to take down those runners. And that's why it's so hard to find any room to do anything against this lineup.
Yeah, and by the way, Isaac Rayburn, we see you too. You know, we talked about Cadell Williams, 3 touchdowns. Rayburn with a pair of touchdowns himself and a couple nice grabs as well.
Yeah. As far as Decatur goes, not a lot to sing praises about for what they've done offensively, but what they have done really, really great is these guys who are out there playing all the minutes as sophomores going against this very good Titans team, still making plays, still playing tough, and still getting after it. And Brody Mead, Ryland Mead, making plays out there. And I'm impressed with their attitudes and their work. They're out here kneeling in the end zone at the halftime here getting some instruction. And you just, if you're the coach with a 35-0 deficit against a team that looks as good as the Titans have, what do? You just say, let's go out and execute. Let's think about, you know, doing the things that we do, even if it doesn't result in touchdowns or yardage today. It will eventually if we continue to work at it.
Yeah, and work with that kind of just shorthanded too. It appears like quite a few players, but as one of the coaches told me, that's a lot of JV call-ups just to kind of fill out the bench.
Right.
Which I don't think they're going to really see much playing time. So, yeah, that's a tough road there for the Decatur Raiders.
Well, and this is the first year for Lumen going outside of the Interstate 8, so it's a new conference, and they really just have 3 other teams in their portion of the Catholic League. So filling out that schedule, you know, it's almost as if they're independent in a lot of ways. So they need a team like Decatur to take a game against a challenging opponent. They need those people to fill out their schedule. So Decatur, Michigan Center, stepping up. And the Titans, I don't think they're ducking anybody. They just got to work them into your schedule, because they're gonna go out and play some toughies the rest of the year. And you just got to go out and execute and win the games you're supposed to win, I guess, is that cliche line. But Titans definitely have done that in week one and so far here in week two.
Yeah, last year we saw 3 early losses from the Titans, but that was 3 really good opponents they played. And as you said, they're not ducking anybody.
No. Let's take a 2-minute commercial break here on the half, and we'll hear GOC was on with Mark Daly earlier today, and we'll hear GOC talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame, and then we'll come back for the second half of action here. 35-0 Titans on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You've had just a tremendous career, and it's so rare to have this type, the career that you've had in a market like this for as long as you've had. And you've had a tremendous impact on this community, sports side, news side, personality side. I mean, every which way. And, you know, you're just so recognizable and such a huge part of Jackson. And it's awesome that you're being recognized by Lumen and being inducted into their Hall of Fame this afternoon.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's really cool, man.
It is.
Congratulations.
I was, when I got the call, you know, you get a call where you're just, you're taken aback, you're shocked, you're stunned. I almost couldn't, you know, there were no words. I said, what? What?
Right. Well, now, and you didn't go to Lumen. You were a Parkside guy, right?
Right.
Okay.
So that, I believe I will be the only Parkside person in that,
yeah,
that group.
But
which
you,
is an amazing list.
Mm-hmm.
Just tonight's list is unbelievable.
Kari Willis.
Yeah.
And a few others on that list, too. But yeah, I spoke with Herb Brogan about this last week, and he just had just wonderful things to say about your impact on Lumen Athletics, on the community, and really athletics across Jackson County as a whole.
Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, Herb's a legend himself.
Right. Yeah, he is.
But it's certainly been fun working with him over the years. And, of course, Lumen has, let's face it, they're the premier football program. So you end up following them through the playoffs.
Right.
You kind of become part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the people. You know all the parents. And my kids did go there.
Right.
But I got to do 9 state championship football games.
Right.
So that's, you become, you're kind of in the fabric.
Now, how many of those years did you do with your longtime partner, Tom Ratchford? Was that most of it?
Just about all of it.
Right.
There might have been 1 or 2 Tom didn't do.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was there for...
I mean, you guys were synonymous with sports in Jackson County for so long, football and basketball, and a few others here and there, but
well,
most
Tom
of that...
just did a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
And his knowledge of the game is unequaled.
Right. I mean, well, because he kind of took like that teacher approach to it, too, where he would study it. He would even go to a lot of the practices and watch those. I tried to do that a bit last year. But, yeah, I mean, he really, you know, dove deep into it. But you're part of it. You're able just to paint that picture and bring the excitement. And I want to share with you one of my first memories of when I started working here at then Jackson Radio Works. We were calling that race out at the park, those kart races. Right?
Yeah.
And this was my first year doing it. J-Rod and I, we were up in that little bucket thing watching them come down. Was it Brown? They're Brown and whatever, over there by the park.
Yeah.
And well, you made it sound like we were listening to an MRN broadcast of go-karts.
That's what radio is.
I know, but you're able to, you bring it to life and you bring in an energy that's just unparalleled by anybody else.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm sure there are many others.
Yeah.
Football's easy. You do a car race, and you gotta be creative.
You have to make go-karts sound awesome.
You got to be creative and make sure nobody's looking.
Right.
At exactly what's happening.
All right, of all the calls.
I did a snowmobile race.
Oh, I remember when they used to have those at MIS?
Up in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, in Sault Ste. Marie.
The Michigan 500.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out at the farthest, you know, in an Eskimo suit.
Right.
Because it was 10 below zero.
Okay.
And I'm out there just making up accidents and...
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, radio is radio.
Yeah. Right. Well, one of the stories that you've shared with us, and I don't know if you've shared this with our listeners before, but when you, this was early in your career when you were working up north, and you were calling a game that had no lights at the stadium.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Many. Well, I don't even know which one, but...
Okay. They had to bring the cars in to turn the headlights on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's one of my very first games was Sheboygan Catholic and Detour.
Okay.
And Detour is not, I swear it's not in the United States.
And some parts of those UP, they're in different parts of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is a different world up there. But left in the afternoon in my car, I had no idea what kind of trip I was in for, going all the way across the water. First of all, across the bridge.
Right.
Then across the water all the way to the eastern, you know, to Drummond Island.
Right.
And when I left, it was about 75 degrees. Well, I get to Detour, and it starts snowing. There's no light. I said, where's the field? There's no field.
Right.
Cars park around. There were a couple little floodlights. But cars parked around the field and used their headlights.
Right.
That's... to illuminate the field. Now, where's the press box? They said right up there. It was a little, just a shack of an outhouse type thing on top of a telephone pole. And I had to climb that pole.
Wow.
And that was not worth the $25 they were paying me to do that game. I was in shock when I got back.
Right.
Which was about 3 days later.
But I'm sure on the call they couldn't tell. I'm sure on the call they
couldn't tell. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So in Jackson here, and I know it's you've got a lot to choose from, but when I ask you for, you know, just some of the memories of calling games, whether it's football or basketball with Tom, what are the first couple that pop into your head?
The one game that really stands out to me was Lumen played at Marysville. They could not beat Marysville for, I don't know, 4 or 5, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They would always lose a close game. And that night, both teams were either 4-0 or 5-0.
Okay.
And it was at Marysville. And it was a real fall, blustery night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trip to Marysville is no fun.
Okay.
Because we ended up going through Detroit, and we got stopped in traffic in Detroit. I said, I was just in a panic. We're not going to make it there.
Right.
And we just got there at kickoff.
Okay.
And Marysville was very, very good. Lumen had a great team that year. I think Tim Crowley, I believe, was the quarterback. And they have an press box. I can't even hardly describe it. It's an open press box. You're sitting right with the Marysville people.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no face to the press box.
Okay.
So you're right in the stands with the Marysville people. And Lumen just beat the snot out of Marysville that night.
Okay.
And it was like 28-0 at halftime, or maybe it was 28-7. And those fans just hated my guts. Because I was going bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
And both teams were rated number one or number two in the state in their respective divisions. That's always a game that stands out to me. And one of our sponsors, Casey Sykes from the Sykes Group, made a great catch for a touchdown pass right before halftime
in
that game. I still remember that play.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I had for breakfast today. You know, it's one of those deals.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Allergy season, the dust, the dander, it can make you sick. Ducks of Mid-Michigan can remove the harmful pollutants that are causing your runny nose, your itchy and watery eyes, even your chronic coughing. Have the duct cleaning specialist clean the vents in your home and prevent any more of the mold, pollen, and debris from building up. Get your ducts cleaned today with Ducks of Mid-Michigan, 412 West Prospect Street, or call 517-580-6130.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes atop the press box here at Lumen Christi High School, Spring Arbor Road, Crowley Memorial Field. I wanted to make a comment because we've been coming here and noticing the baseball field under construction over here, Dunnigan Field, and gosh, it looks fantastic over there now.
Yeah, it used to be just kind of, it looked like an afterthought, but now it looks like something they've really definitely put a lot of time and money to. It sure
and
does.
Currently in construction on making the softball field look the same, so continuing to upgrade the athletic facilities here at Lumen Christi and the baseball field. Well done on that to all the different various construction groups that were involved and donors to make that happen. But getting stretched back out on the field here, what do you think in the second half, Brian? I think we're going to see a lot of the depth out of the Titans, just trying out a lot of different guys. And Decatur, you're going to go out and you're just going to try to execute your game plan as best you can, see if you can't put up some points and grab a little bit of a moral victory in the second half.
Yeah, I kind of suspect the second half will include you and I making some odd movie quote references, and it's going to go quickly is my expectation.
Yeah, I don't think the running clock to start things here in the second half. And right now, warming up on the sideline at QB is Adam Fuller for the Titans. So we'll see some Fuller in at QB, likely of the Fuller's Chem Dry Fullers. So we'll look forward to seeing them. I did want to mention a couple more sponsors. We heard that little anecdote about Casey Sykes from the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, one of our sponsors here on the game. The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley connecting clients with the future they envision, as well as the Protection Center. Liquid Depth Sparkling Water. Doesn't that just make you thirsty, Brian? County National Bank, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Just a lovely night, really. It was excellent to see the Hall of Famers here for Lumen Christi Athletics getting introduced. Kari Willis, one of them, who most recently we can recall. I didn't realize when I was looking over his numbers in his Hall of Fame write-up here in the program exactly how dominant he was here. Established Lumen Christi's single game, single season, and career rushing records. So it's the single game record, the season record, and the career rushing record. 241 carries for 2,800 yards, 31 touchdowns in 2014 for Kari Willis.
Yeah, and you think about that, I'm sure there were a lot of games that he had where he only played a half as well.
Yeah. And Titans take the field here, just a couple seconds away from kickoff. And, of course, the Titans will receive after kicking off to start the game.
Steve, we have some cool drone action here.
You know, I saw that at one of the Salazar kick attempts. I saw that drone above the up there above, and I thought, I hope that's high enough to avoid
the Salazar boot.
Hey, meanwhile, let's shout out the Titans sideline cheer team. Cheyenne Slider, Olivia Snabes, Milana Gablinski, Maria Church, Abby Okanowski, Alina Snabes, Rachel DeVries, and Eileen Rudy.
All right.
On the sideline here for the Titans.
You know, they work extremely hard.
They do.
Yeah.
And the drone, as the drone flies by, Titans ready to return. Cadell Williams deep.
Yeah, I'm almost expecting just maybe a couple series from the starters, if that.
Yeah. 35-0 Titans, and we're ready to go for the second half. And there's a kick. It's a low one, and it's not going to make it back to Williams. Fielded and cut through the line on his feet still, and this might go for 6. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Titans. Josh Dumont having a nice game tonight. He picked that one up split through the line and was off to the races, showing off the speed. Josh Dumont takes it to the house, 41-0 Titans.
Yeah, almost Josh Dumont. He's now about three-quarters of a yard away from two touchdowns. As you mentioned, he had a pick, almost pick six. Now kick return. And I'm sure that's not what the Decatur Raiders were talking about at the halftime.
Nah, with a 11:49 to play, it took him 11 seconds from kickoff to touchdown. And the Titans extend their lead 41-0. It's a snap. Hold is down, and we get a flag. Offside against the Raiders.
Steve, you mentioned you were actually impressed with the Raiders' effort despite the 35-0 score at the half. You know, this is when they'll really be tested here. As we mentioned a couple times, not very deep. A lot of the guys playing both ways. Now down 41-0, maybe soon to be 42.
Yeah, where the Titans are going to go to their bench, and a lot of the starters won't see action here in the second half. The Raiders maybe don't have that same the same depth. And even as they have guys on the sideline, there are even some of those guys that I think maybe the Decatur coach is hoping he didn't have to put in. As the Titans do get the kick away this time, and it's good, 42-0 with 11:49 to play in the third quarter. And we'll take a 30-second commercial break with a kickoff coming up on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Kickoff coming from the Titans. Salazar's got it teed up. And it's Brody Mead deep to return. And another good boot by Salazar is going to make it to the sideline, though, and so the penalty flag will come out, and the Raiders will take that one out to the 35. I expect.
You know, it's by here. It's our home broadcast for Lumen Christi. Decatur's an hour and 20 minutes away from us, but man, at this point, I'm just kind of rooting for something, for some success for those young guys.
Something to make it worth the trip.
Yeah. Still just high school kids.
Again, we mentioned a couple names, Ryland Mead, Brody Mead, doing a lot of the work on the field, just sophomores out there for Decatur.
Yeah, coach said they only graduated five seniors from the whole team last year, so really young last year and still young this year.
Terry Rose under center and hands it off. There's something to the sideline. Get about 11 yards on the first down carry for Decatur there. And it's Brody Mead on the toe. First down.
It's getting kind of difficult to see the Decatur numbers as they kind of are still a light color on a white jersey. And I guess when in doubt, just say Mead.
Yeah. We'll be right most of the time, it looks like. First and 10, Raiders on their own 49-yard line, flirting with Titan territory here. 10:56 to play in the third. Wide receiver in motion. It's a give to the fullback. It looks like Caramillo. Nope, that's Mead again. Taking that carry out to the 45 in Titan territory.
Pierre Gray Jr. loses his helmet, so he has to come off for a play.
And at this point, a lot of the second team in there for Lumen Christi. Certainly the D-line passed Risa Luke Smith out of the game. 10:26 to play, 42-0 Titan lead. Second and five for Decatur from the Titan 46-yard line. And there's another give to that. Just another quick dive play. This time the Titan defense ends that quickly. Push them back a half a yard to make it third down at about six here for Decatur.
It looked like London Hampton and Cassius Griffin in on that tackle. I think I'm seeing a number two that I'm not seeing in the program.
Decatur comes up to the line of scrimmage, third down play here. 5.5, 9:42 to play. Terry Rose under center. And ball's loose. Couple Decatur guys there. Titans saying they have it. We'll see. It's another kind of a mishandled handoff. It looks like the Raiders got it back, but it does push it back to the 50. This is fourth and about 9 here for Decatur. Clock continues to run here with a 42-0 Titan lead in the second half. 9:09 to play in the third.
I suppose at this point, no sense to punt.
Yeah, I'd like to see Decatur go with something a little tricky here, you know?
Yeah.
Give some something sensational.
I'm going to guess a meat is involved.
There have been about 3, maybe 4 handoffs that just didn't get into the runner's belly tonight. That's been an issue for Decatur. Rose will hand that one off again. This time it's Caramille. And he's going to get to about the 46. And that'll be a turnover on downs for Decatur. Get the Titan offense out on the field.
Yep, and clock is ticking, Steve.
8:20 to play.
Will not stop at this point. Yep.
But we do get Fuller in at quarterback.
You know, this is you talk about this. This is part of the Lumen Christi success, too, is there's so many games like this. You get a lot of guys that get a lot of reps that end up being productive members of the team.
Yeah. Fuller in at QB under center. I form. I think we got Gallant as the deep back. And he takes the handoff, left side, cuts it upfield to the 40, to the 30, cuts it back to the sideline, to the 20. He's going to get dropped at about the 18. But a huge run on first down for X-Gallant. And gets it inside the 20 for the Titans. And really just well blocked, and he had to beat one guy there after he got through the hole. And he took it that length with just quickness.
Yeah, normally we talk about the strength and Pastoriza and Luke Smith and company and some of the blocks they do, but the coaching staff here pays such attention to detail that even the second string line, they just are always at the right spot and blocking them in the right part of the body, and, you know, there's just so much attention to detail.
Gallant's the deep back here in the I form again. This time they give to the fullback, and he's hit immediately. Good job by the Raiders defensive line to stop that one before it even got started. And on the carry there is Kenyon Bushinski.
And this time not Brody Meade, but Ryland Meade with the tackle.
6.5 to play third quarter as the clock continues to run. 42-0. Lumen Christi has led the entire way.
It'd be time for some out-of-town scores.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Right now, just 28-7, Napoleon leading Columbia Central at half. The only one I got coming in, the one who usually pumps me scores, GOC, is here celebrating. Handoff for the Titans on second down and 10 is going to take the pile all the way down to about the 10-yard line.
Cassius Griffin, the ball carrier.
Griffin on the carry, and I think that's going to make a third down and about 2.
We called Griffin on the defensive end side of the ball a few times tonight. Now getting to show off some leg work.
5:39 to play in the third quarter here, and the Titans now knocking on the door again.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like a question of, well, who gets to be the touchdown scorer.
Play clock down to 6. Make that 4 seconds. 5:13. But that's going to be delay a game against Lumen Christi as they failed to get the playoff quick enough.
Good ball delay game against the Titans. A 5-yard penalty.
Hey, that's another play indicative of the score right now. Usually the Titan coaching staff would have had a timeout ready to go, so that didn't happen. I think they just said, third and three, third and seven, third and eight. What's the difference?
So now Fuller comes in with the play. Third down and eight with the five-yard penalty. High formation. And it looks like it's Hampton in the backfield. They fake the pitch to him, and it's just a give up the middle. And that's going to be snuffed out. Nowhere to go. And so Bashinsky's brought down right at about the 15. So no gainer. If he got a gain, it's a half a yard. And so with 4.5 to play in the third and a 42-0 Titan lead.
I don't know if there's any chance we'd see a Salazar field goal attempt here.
Yeah, I thought we might. Yeah. Oh, I don't see him out there.
Yeah, I don't either. They brought in a change of personnel, it looked like.
Yeah.
Maybe they were bringing in some kind of, well, here comes Fuller back.
Yep, Fuller coming out with the play from the sideline. Junior QB Adam Fuller under center, I formation. 4 minutes to play in the third. It looks like he's just going to hand it off again. And a nice run into the 10. He's got a chance at the first down. Titans say he has it. But that is not the reaction from the officials. They say it's Raider ball. And he misses it by a half a yard, if that. And it'll be right on the 10-yard line for the Raiders, first and 10. But a nice run, and who do we have on that carry?
Was that Cassius Griffin again?
Yep, Cassius Griffin on the carry. So with 3:25 to play in the third quarter, it is Raider football backed up against their goal line, the 10-yard line. Titan defense sets up. To Rose under center, and he's going to hand that off quickly to Caramillo. He's going to take that out to the 13. About three on the carry for Decatur. Under 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter with a running clock. 42-0 Titans. They've led the entire way.
You know, a lot of high schools the size of Lumen in their division wouldn't have enough depth to even have a complete second-team defense. But these guys that get to go against all the starters every day in practice and stuff, they look well-prepared too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not as big in some places, but they're not playing poorly, that's for sure. And fake handoff, and now a give. And just as we say how well they're playing, they give them a first down. And that's about 10 on the carry on that one, and it's Rylan Mead with the run. So first down, they get it out of that hole there, out to the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Raiders with 2:04 to play in the third.
And if you're out there listening right now and you expected to hear us for the next hour, you're going to be disappointed because this quarter's gone by quickly with the running clock. We're already down to 1:50.
Rose under center for the Raiders out of Decatur, and he gives it to Caramillo. He's hit right away, bounces off that first tackle, so nice run after contact, but only you're going to get a couple, make a second down and 8, and good job to the Titans for, again, that defensive line finding themselves in the backfield quickly against this Decatur line. And we talk about the Mead kids playing offense defense and having to run both sides. That line is probably without a rest for this whole game as well, and those guys are working on every play. There's no chance of getting out of here without, you know, bumping helmets with a bunch of big guys. So kudos to the Raiders for sticking it out here and still playing hard with 1:08 to play in the third. There's a handoff on a little sweep. Gets it out to the 30. Rylan Mead again on the carry. So on third down, we have about 3 to gain here to move the chains again with under a minute to play in the third. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to get one more play in before we end this quarter. But could be a first down carry here for the Raiders.
And it really doesn't look like right now Decatur has any interest in throwing the ball either. Both teams just going to run it from here on out. That's a good tackle there by freshman London Hampton, too, who's getting valuable reps.
A more tricky formation here from the Raiders. A little offset formation. They just hand it off to Caramillo up the middle. He's going to get past the 35 to 36. That's first down for the Raiders. So finding some space against the second team here, the Raiders. But we're still going to make it to the end of the third quarter with a 42 to nothing lead for Lumen Christi. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. And back with more football here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fourth quarter set to go here, 42-0 lead for the Titans. First and 10, though, for the Decatur Raiders from their own 37-yard line. A couple first downs on this possession for Decatur that started back at the 10-yard line in the third quarter. Little end around. Sort of a handoff there for Brody Mead. And he'll get it down to the 40 on first down for Decatur.
Like Cassius Griffin escorted him out of bounds. Right before we went to the quarter break, it was Kenyon Bashinsky with the tackle. I just got to mention him because he's the son of Jackson great Brett Bashinsky. Two handicap, unless it's a member guest, and 14 is what he turns in. But a little bit of bagging going on, but
I played in an outing with Brett. He's a
long hitter.
He's a long hitter. He, as a matter of fact, I believe he won the long drive that day.
Yeah, big hitter, the llama.
So the 40 to the 42-yard line on second down for Decatur, third and about five here for the Raiders. Looks like that was maybe Caramillo on the play, and it looks like he's going to gingerly step off the field, maybe a little ankle twister, maybe even a cramp over there for Caramillo. So with less than 11 to play in this one and a 42-0 Titan lead, Decatur comes out third down and five.
This is the type of game where it would be nice to just be able to end it, because both coaching staffs just don't want anybody hurt at this point.
Yeah.
Just handing the ball at the middle.
Another handoff on this play, third down, and tough yardage there for the Raiders, and it's I believe that's Mead. Ryland Mead on the carry out to the 44-yard line. So they need about two here on fourth down to keep the chains moving, and be a nice play for that second team defense for the Titans to stuff this and get the ball back for their offense.
I got to believe, too, if they make a first down here, the fan will go wild.
It's been a quiet, subdued audience there for the Raider supporters. And there's a fake and a keep for the QB, and the Titans get in the backfield. Ball's loose. If it's me, either way it's possession Titans, but I don't know if that was a fumble or the ground caused it, but they gave it to the Titans. They're going to get it either way.
I promise you, Austin Simmons is saying, yeah, Steve, that's a fumble because I got it. That's going in the stat book, fumble recovery. Yep.
That's one of those they'll be printing out on my Athletic Hall of Fame program a few years from now. First and 10 Titans from the Decatur 43-yard line.
Austin Simmons will talk back about this game where he recovered a fumble, and then between him and Cadell Williams, they had three touchdowns and 150-yard rushing.
Titans break the huddle. 9:02 to play. Clock continues to run. 42-0 lead for Lumen Christi. Fuller under center. And as usual, gives to Hampton. And there's that burst that has everybody talking about London Hampton as he gets a first down on the carry, about 11 yards to the 33.
I'm excited, too, to see London on the hardwood. He's a heck of a hooper. You don't see very many freshmen on varsity football and basketball for a school like Lumen Christi, but I think we're going to see that this year with London Hampton.
Yeah. Looking forward to that hoop season. You know, once we start doing sports again, it's just like, oh, man, I know I've got a football season. Then right after that, we start working on those hoop games. So we got a good 9 months together, Brian. I hope you're ready for it all. There's a handoff, and it's going to go for about 4 yards on the carry for Cassius Griffin. But that's a handoff that he gets it as the fullback. Able to make a juke move right there at the line and turns that into a 4 yard gain when it could have gone for nothing. And just quick feet. Really good move there by Cassius Griffin. 7:43 to go in the fourth.
And Steve Griffin, just a junior, and you look at him coming off to the sideline. He's a big kid as well. Got some big looking legs, and then you throw that little juke move, as you said, with that big body.
Size and speed combination is something you can't coach necessarily. So when you get a guy with it, you coach him to be good, and that's what Lumen Christi does. And we know even early in the year, you know they're going to come out as prepared as anybody in the area, and they've shown that so far. 7:14 to play, well on their way to a 2-0 record, and a defense that hasn't been scored upon as Fuller keeps on the end. Looks like a flag came out. He's going to take it to the end zone. I expect that flag's going to be a hold. But a really nice run by Fuller, and that was something we haven't seen from Crowley, for instance, for the Titans. Just a QB-designed run, sweep play, and he looked quick out in the open field.
I can't imagine there's too many more disappointing feelings as like a high school athlete than when you think you got a 30-yard touchdown run and then look back to see, oh, man, it's coming back.
Oh, man, and I don't think it's going to get all the way back. I think from the spot of the foul, it probably puts him out to the 25.
Yeah, he might still have a first down or close to it.
It's not a first down on the 25. I think that makes it first and five.
That's where at least a couple plays later, you got to run that same play and give him a chance for another one. Maybe not this play.
Let him throw it.
That's one thing, you know, you won't see from Lumen Christi is
at like, this point,
they don't run up scores very often. I mean, this 42-0, that's just the difference of size and speed. And
right. And, I mean, it reminiscent of almost, you know, it's one extra point from the 41-0 score that we had last week in Michigan Center, that could have been much more, but Lumen Christi kind of takes their foot off the gas, but they just go to a different lineup. You start seeing younger kids get in, and now we get another penalty.
One thing about that,
take back
center,
to the 30.
That center game, though, didn't it feel like center did put up a little bit, you know, they had a little more offensive answers. Like there were times where you thought, okay, this is where center's going to make a little drive and punch it in, and I think center will do just fine in the Cascades. I think they'll be one of the favorites for sure.
Yeah. Someone's got Napoleon's still in the driver's seat there. And they're not having much trouble with Columbia Central tonight as Fuller hands off, cut up the middle, and brought down. Get about 4 yards on the carry there. Kind of looked like it was designed like off tackle, but he cut it right down the middle, and has brought down Mason Herney on the carry.
Second down. You know, I said earlier that the coaching staff would just soon have this end. I will say on the Lumen Christi side, maybe not so much, because these players, this is fun to get in there. Mason Herney, you know, we've called him on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. Now he gets to get a couple carries. That's always fun.
We're down about 5.5 in this one. 27-yard line for Lumen Christi on second down, about 8 yards to gain. Little mishandle of the snap. Fuller pulls it out of there, now cuts it away from the defense, still on his feet, and wrapped up and taken down at the 26. So he still turned it into a 1 yard gain. Just a little mishandle of the snap, but rattled it in and took off. So nice job by Fuller. Good heads up play to turn what a ball security issue into a one-yard gain with 5 minutes to play, and it's third down now and six for Lumen.
Any guesses on who was in on that tackle on Adam Fuller? It was two Meads that time.
Two Meads.
I don't know that we've ever called a name so much in such a lopsided game.
I know when you have two guys with that same last name and really a third over there somewhere too. That's a lot of times having to say the same name. And a third down, just a dive play to the fullback. A fullback blast. Kenyon Bushinski on the carry. That's going to bring up fourth down and four. Fuller waiting for the call. Coach Crowley on the, or Coach Brogan on the sideline. 4:11 on the clock, 42-0, 23 seconds on the play clock.
And they're going to milk it. Steve, look at all the fans still here for Lumen Christi. The fence line is still packed. Student section definitely hasn't lost anybody.
The student section hangs because they can't wait for that after the win. They go do the fight song out on the track, and it's enjoyable for them. And Fuller hands off on fourth down, and
it's going to be close.
That spot, I love the player kind of put it up a lot further. He gave himself 2 yards, I think, on the spot. Officials bring it back to the appropriate place, which is about the 21, which is a yard shy of the first down marker, and that'll make it Decatur football. 3:25 to play, and it'll maybe that might be the last offensive play for the Titans. And that was Mason Herney on a nice run. He got about he needed four. He got about three, and he spotted it with about 5 yards.
I kind of like that heady play. he put it down for him. You don't see that often.
First down, Decatur. Rose under center. And there's a fullback dive for the Raiders. Little moonwalk there at the end of the play for Brody Mead. Took it from 2 to 4 yards on the carry. Second down and six.
You know, I see Rose finally actually got a little break on that one. It was your man Landon Sugars took that snap.
Oh, Sugars.
Yeah, I don't know if he's taking this one too or if Rose was just out for a play. Looks like Rose back again.
Oh, they do have. We did have a backup quarterback sighting. Yeah. Is Landon Sugars? I guess my guy was Tanner Sugars.
Oh,
Landon's a sophomore. So the
pair of Sugars and three
Sugars Meads. You can't make good mead without some sugar.
We needed just one more for a law firm because I would definitely go to the law firm of Sugar Meads and Rose.
Coming to Decatur in about, I mean, about 6 years of law school. Hand off on third down, and they'll get about two. They needed five to get to the marker, maybe 4.5. We'll put it down to fourth down and one. Here for the Raiders on the 30-yard line with 1.5 minutes to play. Running clock here in the second half. Titans are going to take this one home. Will it be 42-0, or do we have a huge play coming from the Raiders to get on the board before it's all said and done? Hall of Fame night at Lumen Christi. I got to bet that GOC here for the halftime, I bet he's home and maybe already asleep in his chair. 6 a.m., he's on the air tomorrow, and he's there well before that. 4 a.m. comes early.
I wouldn't know.
Usually 4 a.m. is late for me, not early. There's a fumble, and the Titans grab it. So that turnover on fourth down seals our fate. 42-0 will be the final here. The Titans will have to run a play, it looks like. My guess is the victory formation take a knee, and Lumen Christi goes into game three of the season with a 2-0 record and an unscored upon defense.
I was trying to see who came up with that. I'm going to go ahead and say Logan Decker, but that is unofficial. But the drone is out. Student section is ready to celebrate. And I don't think there will even be another snap, Steve.
No, the clock continued to run before they started the play clock, so we're just waiting it out. 42-0, Lumen Christi with the victory tonight over the Decatur Raiders. Let's take 3 minutes here on the post game, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Crowley Field. Lumen Christi victorious on Hall of Fame night on WKHM, streaming online at WKHM.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at Wolverine. SealCoating.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Attention all drivers, when you're in a jam, Phelps Towing is a name you can trust. We offer a variety of roadside services, including jump starts, blackouts, fuel deliveries, and more. Whether you're stuck on the side of the road or in your own driveway, our reliable team is here to help 24/7. With years of experience, we'll have you back on the road in no time. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Phelps Towing today and let us take care of you.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here as the Titans stay unbeaten and unscored upon. That's 83-0. They've defeated opponents here in the first 2 weeks of the year. We said that this team looks like they have not missed a step from the team that won the state championship a year ago, so they're certainly going to be contenders. They'll be highly ranked in every ranking that you see at this point. There's no doubt about that. Cadell Williams looked excellent today. Crowley looked the same. They look confident and steady, and they look like everybody's on the same page, I guess. They're firing on all cylinders. And, of course, last year's team went 0-3 to start the season, and people were saying, oh, do they miss the playoffs? What's going to happen? Of course, they went on to win the rest of the games all year to the state championship. This season, out of the gate, from that same, like, they didn't miss a beat from a state championship team to now. And I struggle to find a weakness out there. I struggle to find something to say they have to work on. They just need to see if they can execute that against the kind of tougher competition they're going to see in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and you say that, and they will, but the crazy thing is the two teams they've played, Michigan Center and Decatur, those are two teams with playoff aspirations. Like, these aren't just weak teams that they just got them early. I mean, teams that plan on buying for conference titles and hoping for playoffs. So, yeah, 83-0.
That's impressive. And I think, you know, Michigan Center to get shut out 41-0 in your season opener. And then tonight they go up against Jonesville in a game that they lead, right?
Yeah, 28-14 with six to go.
Yeah, so Michigan Center's looking to get right back on their winning path, where they've had some great years in recent history at Michigan Center, some of the best years in school history under Coach Troy Allen, who you reliably informed me is the winningest coach in football history at Michigan Center.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that goes to show you that how much higher the competition is with this Titan team. They're just well prepared. The legacy is set in stone for the program here and for Herb Brogan. So we know he knows how to prepare a team. We know he knows how to coach, and he's got the players this year to do something special. So I don't have a lot to say other than that. Our player of the game is going to be Dumont. You know, out of, again, a game like last week where it could have been half a dozen different people, Dumont had the interception that he almost took for a touchdown. He returned a kick for a score. I mean, he had a nice night. He stood out, and yeah, great job. So congrats to Dumont, our player of the game tonight for the Titans. Meanwhile, Decatur is going to head home and lick their wounds. They've got the long weekend to do so, so hopefully they'll rest, they'll recover, and they'll have as many guys as they need for their next game. They're home versus White Pigeon next Friday, so best of luck to Decatur going forward.
Is there another kind?
A luck?
No, White Pigeon.
A White Pigeon? Yeah, fair question. Gray, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, there might be a gray pigeon. Okay, there could be gray pigeon.
So, yeah, Lumen Christi, meanwhile, 2-0, as we mentioned. Their next game at Richland Gull Lake. So they go on the road to step up in competition, I think, from what they've seen so far, at least for them. And, yeah, they'll look to continue their season in that way. Our next broadcast is next Friday, and it's Battle Creek Harbor Creek, and we'll go over to Northwest and check out that beautiful brand-new field that they've got out there in that massive press box, and a great group of fans out there at Northwest to root them on and maybe see them get some early season victory. And it'll be interesting to get to see Harper Creek. They're waiting for Lumen Christi in that final game of the season. We'll see if they'll be able to offer up any challenge to these Titans by then. The season is just beginning to unfold, but we've had a couple of clock runners, and I hope we're treated to a close one next week. I guess that's all we're rooting for, is a good game, an exciting game.
Yeah, that's all you're rooting for. I'm rooting for Jeff Montrager to be hearing this right now and have like a nice Mountie Dog or some pizza or something lined up for us in the booth.
Yeah,
I expect that from him.
See Montrager roll off the red carpet. That'd be nice. Well, Hall of Fame night. Congrats to all the Hall of Fame inductees here at Lumen Christi. It was cool to get to be here for that for GOC, who I've been a fan of since well before I ever worked here at McKibben Media Group, previously Jackson Radio Works. I used to listen to the Nooner at lunchtime at my job I had before this, and so it's cool to get to work with him and get to see him get honored, certainly deserving of it. And he's been there for a lot of great moments for this Titans football team, and I hope we're here around for a lot more as they continue the season. So, Brian, any final thoughts?
I mean, I'm sure the Lumen Christi coaching staff is thinking now, okay, we have to just keep the train on the tracks, avoid injury. And you said we might be treated to some more good moments. Heck, I'm ready. The coaches can't say this, but I can say it. I'm ready to make reservations right now for Ford Field.
Well, you could say that, but I'm sure Titans fans are going, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm ready to say it. I'm ready to announce that after 2 weeks.
Well, we should just book the room, and we'll just book a room, and we'll go whether they're there or not.
That's true.
We can either be at Ford Field or Greektown. It's one way or another.
That's right.
We can enjoy Detroit, and yeah, I think there's a better than average chance that the Titans are going to be there, and certainly it'll be hard to pick somebody over them right now, even on their schedule looking forward. I think Lumen's going to go into most of those games as a favorite, or at least a coin flip, and see them playing as well as they are is a treat here earlier in the year. So we'll take a commercial break here on the post game and fulfill our obligation to the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and we'll have This Week in High School Sports coming up, and then we'll take you back to your regularly scheduled program here on WKHM. And of course, keep us tuned in Saturday, 11 a.m. pregame begins as the season begins for the University of Michigan Wolverines taking on ECU. You got a prediction for that game, Brian?
In the words of Clubber Lang, pain.
All right. And I think we've got a score as Napoleon pulling away from Columbia Central with 3 minutes left in the fourth over there, 42-14. Napoleon's going to get another win under their belt. Going to be tough opponent in the Cascades Conference. So, yeah, let's wrap it up for Ike Watts in the studio and the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Friday from Northwest.